And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Business Radio X. We are broadcasting live from the Chateau Elan Golf Club in Braselton, Georgia. Mike Salmon with you, and we're at the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club, Homestar Keith Howell Team, Home of Hope Golf Classic. And joining me now is Maureen Cornoa, who is the president, CEO, main poobah of Home of Hope Children's Shelter. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I like main poobah. I've heard CEO and executive director, but not poobah. I'm liking it.
We'll add that to your business card.
Thank you.
You, of course, run the Home of Hope, and today's a great day for Home of Hope because we're raising some money here at the golf tournament. Talk about your relationship with the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club. How did that start? Did you have a relationship with them already? Did they just reach out to you? Because this is, the third year in a row that they've put this on to help Home of Hope.
Yes. So I believe this is our third year doing the golf tournament together. They have had one, and Home of Hope has had a relationship with the support of North Gwinnett Kiwanis, and we've loved and appreciated that. You know, community support is really important to us. So several years ago, they were talking about their tournament, and I wanted to do one as well. So it was really nice that we could come together and bring Home of Hope's crew to the Kiwanis crew and make it the beautiful event it is today.
Yeah, perfect partnership with beautiful weather, by the way. Mm-hmm. Could not have been better.
Yeah, I was on that God Squad committee for weather today.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much.
For those that are not familiar with the Home of Hope Children's Shelter, where are you located? How mm-hmm. many children and families are you serving?
So Home of Hope at Gwinnett Children's Shelter is located on 40 beautiful acres out in Buford off Tuggle Road. And we are a transitional living facility addressing the huge homeless issue in Atlanta, Gwinnett, and the Metro Atlanta area. So we take homeless children from birth to 17 along with their young moms, and we keep the family unit together and teach mom to fish mm-hmm. is the short version of that. We can house as many as 20 families at one time. In COVID, we saw shifts, in how we served, but not who we served. And we just kind of did what the rest of the world did and pivoted. But so I think right now we have 15 families and about 22 kids, something like that.
And it's events like this that really help you get by day to day.
Right. So when we started this program on that children's shelter campus 9 years ago, one of the things we did was sever ties with the state. And so we are completely privately funded. And so our budget sits about $1.3 million a year. And we raise it privately every year until COVID hit. And then we were able to take advantage of some of the funding provided by Federal CARES Act, which was what it was designed for, organizations like ours. And so we were good stewards of those funds. And here we are getting back to the new normal. And it's been a great and interesting journey.
Your day has been pretty busy today. You were here this morning to see the golfers off.
Yep.
Then you ran off to, I think, a chamber event.
Chamber Ambassadors Council meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then now you changed clothes into your golf clothes, if you will, and came back. And I guess you'll be greeting the golfers as they get off the course. And what will your message be later today to the golfers when they're here all in the room for their awards?
Right. My message would be a heartfelt thank you to my North Gwinnett Kiwanis friends and every golfer who took time out of their schedules, even come out and play and have fun. But I think a lot of them don't realize the impact that they're giving just by being here playing has in the lives of the children I see and serve every single day. So if there's a message, maybe that's the thing I should do in the next minute, is sit and think about how to tee that up so it touches their heart, because I see those smiling faces who are benefactors of every person who came out here and gave today.
There you go. It's a great message, because you have other events that go on throughout the year. You have other fundraisers. You'd love to have these people be a part of that as well. Talk about some other stuff. You've got a big event coming up soon as well.
A great big event coming up. Our 35th anniversary gala is at Chateau Elan on Saturday night, October 22nd. And yes, everybody, Georgia has a bye that weekend. So
Was that on purpose?
That was on purpose. I learned years ago, you make sure Georgia's not playing on a weekend, you want to do a gala. So we're hosting a dinner, dance, and party at Chateau Elan for about 300 people. If I'm not already sold out today, I'll be sold out by the end of the week. So if you're thinking about coming, go to homeofhopegcs.org and secure your tickets today, because this event will sell out.
And that's not a sales pitch. That actually does happen.
That does happen.
Absolutely.
And this year, earlier than ever, of all the years, this is my ninth year putting on this event, and this is the first year we've sold out this early. So, yes. And we have the Rupert's Orchestra as our entertainment. If any of you out there are young enough to or old enough to remember the Rupert's Nightclub, we have the Rupert's 12-piece orchestra. The whole dance band and party is our entertainment, so it's going
to
be great.
All right, Maureen, for those that would like to find out more about Home of Hope, want to give, want to volunteer, want to do anything, what's the website?
The website is homeofhopegcs.org, and we can be reached at 678-546-8770.
Well, congratulations on today. Have a great rest of the afternoon. Thanks for stopping by, and keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you always, Mike.
Maureen Kernoa with the Home of Hope Children's Shelter here in Gwinnett County. And a reminder, we'll continue our cut-ins all afternoon here from Chateau Elan in the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club, Home of Hope Golf Classic. So stay tuned here to Business Radio X.